Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As we do every Sunday evening while the legislature's in session, we like to bring you our Under the Dome update from Topeka. With us now is State Representative Pat Proctor. Drove all the way down. Thank you, Pat, for driving down from the red, not so red area of the state up there. That's the Johnson County enclave.
Yeah, well, I'm up in Leavenworth, but
so it's not
got,
so bad.
Yeah, but I've got like the bluest part of Leavenworth.
You know, that's okay. We like if you fight the good fight for us up there. Let's see. So this week the House passed your version of the property tax reform we had Ty on earlier. Tell us a little bit about the House version, because I'm not that familiar with it.
Well, first of all, John, I just want to say how proud I am, because I found out last week that Leavenworth is number one. The last 5 years, we've been number one in property tax hikes, 55%.
Oh, there's something to be proud of. Yes.
Number one.
Woo-hoo!
You're good at something.
Number one in property taxes.
Yeah, so my constituents are screaming for this. I really like the solution that Ty came on here with, and I voted for it last year, but it didn't have the support in the House to come across the line. But I really like what the House just passed. Instead of just capping the valuations, which allows the schools, the city, the county to raise the mill levy to make up for the money, it caps the budget
spending
at 3%. Yeah, and so if they want to spend more than 3%, the original bill was go to the voters, and I love that.
Yeah,
An election. What we were able to get 84 votes for was a petition. And we've lowered the threshold, so if they have to put the petition right there in the county courthouse where anybody can walk up and sign it, and if it's like 5% of the midterm election turnout signs that petition, they're stuck at 3%, and they got to figure out how to make it work. There was incentive in there. If they stayed under 3%, they got this slush fund. Why are we paying them to do the right thing?
Yeah, why are you paying them to be fiscally responsible?
I'm thrilled that's out of there. So I think this is a great mechanism, because it doesn't just get at the valuations, which are half the equation. It gets at the spending, which is the whole equation.
I love the idea. I can't wait to see. Now, you said 84. That's the key, because you know the governor's going to veto all this, because she, first off, she's term limited, so she doesn't care. And second off, she's a big tax and spend lib, so she doesn't like any constraint on government. You think you've got the votes to override?
We sent it to the Senate with a veto-proof majority.
Okay.
Unbelievably, every single Democrat voted against it.
I
wish I was running for the House again, because I would love to go knock doors against a Democrat that voted against this.
I would too.
Yeah.
I would too. So the budget's still high. I know Dan, you know, I talked to Dan. He did our version of this show on the morning show.
Yeah.
He did Under the Dome this week. He said the House passed a budget too high from what his take. And so you're hoping that conference can kind of fix this, because you're still looking at least another couple hundred million that you guys are going to have to cut.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm really, really proud of my speaker, and I'm really, really proud of our Senate president. For years and years in Kansas, we just took whatever the governor gave us, maybe gave it a haircut, and then passed it, and she signed it. And now, this last couple of years, they've committed to the process that we're going to write our own budget, and it forces us. It forces us to come in at a lower number, because you don't want to write your own budget then come in over what the governor gave you. And I'm confident that we're going to get down to the number that we need to get down to before it's all over. It's just, you know, we're kind of in this back and forth and conference committees with the Senate, but I'm confident we're going to get there, because we are the party of fiscal responsibility, and we've taken the budget process back, and we need, when the new governor comes in, they don't need to be smacked in the face with a budget crisis. We need to get our fiscal house in order before they ever get in the door.
You mentioned if you were running for the House again. You're not. You're running for Secretary of State. You've been taking some attacks lately from the press, ironically, for trying to secure the vote I don't understand. Well, I guess it's the press. So, but they're rather mad at you because you're trying to secure our elections.
You know, before I was in politics, I spent 25 years in the Army. And there's a saying in the Army that, and in the military in general, that if you're taking fire, it probably means you're on target.
Yeah.
And
it's like Churchill used to say, if you're making enemies, it means you're doing something right.
Exactly. You know, we've done things this year like making sure that every driver's license has your citizenship status on it so that that poll worker that's doing the voter ID can be that last line of defense. You know, my vice chair, Paul Wagner out of Hutchinson's, got a great bill that we moved for all these bond issues and all these sales tax issues, especially the bond issues. The schools are using tax money to encourage you to vote yes to raise your taxes.
Noticed, which I hate that. You're using tax dollars to add to lobby the taxpayers for more taxpayer
buying
dollars.
Buying signs, buying mailers, great bill. And, of course, all the all the access to ballot harvesting comes out against it. The ACLU, the League of Women Voters, Loud Light. So, you know, if you're taking flak, you're over the target.
See, I do think it's kind of funny. I know we've got to let you run. I wanted to ask you, the appeals court has been currently scrutinizing the constitutionality of fusion voting, which I hate the idea. I think it's stupid. I think it's just going to confuse voters, which it does. I'm curious your thoughts on this whole fusion voting concept.
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, I'll say I'm not always a fan of the Supreme Court, but my favorite quote of that entire hearing was, aren't you on the wrong side of 10th Avenue? Shouldn't you be across the street trying to get this passed? It's clearly illegal. It's been illegal for over a century. I, you know, as the chairman of the Elections Committee, and something that I am going to try to do as Secretary of State, I believe in that we need to increase transparency, not make things more opaque. And I can't think of anything more opaque than a vote counting process that requires you to total your name over here on the ballot, your name over here on the ballot, and maybe your name in another race and mash them all together.
Allowing a candidate to be on the ballot in the same race under two different parties or three different parties. Yeah, it's just
and,
crazy.
You know, they pulled some of these shenanigans last year where they'd be nominated by the Democrats and then also nominated by the United Kansas or whatever.
Whatever party, some crackpot party.
Well, we've closed that loophole. The legislative intent is clear. I don't put anything past the Supreme Court, so you never know what's going to come out of that building. But I think that this is just clearly illegal, and it defies common sense. So I am hoping and praying that the Supreme Court's been pretty good on election stuff. You know, Justice Stegall wrote the last election opinion saying we clearly have the authority to regulate elections as a legislature. It's written right into the U.S. Constitution. So I'm confident that that's going to
happen. Like you. I don't put much past the Supreme Court. But, I mean, they are the most overturned court in the country. Yeah. But we'll see. Pat, if folks want to connect with you, they can find you at PatProctor4KS, and that's the number 4, correct?
Yep, or they can go to Pat Proctor for Kansas Secretary of State on Facebook and to check me out.
What the heck is going on with all these promotional popcorn buckets? The giant shorts that all of Gen Z is wearing now and whatever the heck Hyrox is? I'm comedian and certified hater Matt Bellassai, and these are the types of questions I'm demanding answers to on my podcast, What the Heck with Matt Bellassai. Listen or watch every Thursday as I rant about all the internet trends, pop culture stories, and personal mayhem that makes me scream, what the heck? Follow What the Heck with Matt Bellassai wherever you get your podcasts.